This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, Lego, you're rolling with J&J, 929 FM, ESPN. Everybody's in the car this week, baby. John Martin's back from Florida. We got him off the plane. We got him back in the car. We're rolling right now around 240. We're checking out the landscape in Memphis sports. Things have changed since John left us. We're eager to hear from him and glad he's back, obviously. We'll get to that. Brad Carson's on the ones and twos usually is. Executive producer extraordinaire. The boss around here as well, program director, number one in the country, number one in your hearts. We got a lot to discuss. You want the good news from Memphis Sports Weekend? John's back.
Yeah.
Put that up there. Penny Hardaway. Tigers win the season opener over San Francisco. Round of applause. There you go. And the Grizzlies did win while we were away. Beat the Mavs in a game we said was a must win. John was texting us from Florida saying, is it a must win? It was.
Yep.
And Twas Isolo came through, right? Got one. Lost one yesterday.
Yeah, that was crazy. Crazy swing there in that game. I don't like being away from Memphis during the sports season because you feel very much out of it, you know?
Speaking of out of it, one more thing happened.
Damn.
You see how cool I'm getting at those right there, those, what do you call them, segues?
That was like a Chris Paul to Blake Griffin lob, though.
Speaking of out of it, there was what occurred Friday night at the bank. We stood up because Ed Scott told us to. It's what he had told us earlier in the week, John, when you were out. He said he needed us to stand. And 31,000 of us did.
That's a good crowd.
It was a great crowd.
Yeah.
Me among them in section 115 with two little Tiger soldiers.
That's insane. That's the upset of the weekend.
Props to you.
John had put up the odds before the game, said, how long would Jason stay? And let me tell you what, things were shaky at halftime.
I already knew. By the way, the line was 30.1 minutes of game time. It was like basically, would Jason stay for the second half?
I'm not kidding, because I tweeted about it. Those little soldiers, they still believed at halftime. And they said, Pops, remember what Ryan did in the fourth of the South Florida game. Four. He held up the four fingers, fourth quarter. So you know what I said? You're right, little soldiers. And frankly, I said this. The season comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
So forget us. Shout out to everybody that stayed through that, even stayed through a third quarter where you didn't do much more, but we stayed. Ed, we stood up, and we got sat down. Execution penalties again. I can't stop. I need you today. Thank God John Martin's back. One more round of applause for the man that has both done it locally, and so much so that now his national star rises.
That's right. I'm back on tonight. I'll be on Field of 68 a little bit later tonight, so it's a very busy day for me, yours truly. But I walk in the club like, hey, how y'all doing? How y'all feeling today? It's good to be back in the saddle.
Brother, we need you.
I have no more money. I have no more money. That's the news. That's the breaking news here.
Poor, and I still hope ready to work because we need you.
And no SNAP benefits right now currently, so I am hurting for certain. But yes, it was a I can honestly say, you know, only had one meltdown, and it was at the end of the trip, you know? So I'm pretty proud of that.
Congratulations to you and the family.
And it was about the stupid stroller. This big-ass stroller that we're having to haul around to fit two kids. It's a monster, man. And you're trying to fit it on the Skyliner, and people are – it's just a mess, man. So we managed to avoid a meltdown for the, you know, majority of the trip.
Held it together.
The next time I have to do a character dinner will be too soon. Imagine spending $2,000 in just eating. That's what we did. But my kid met Mickey Mouse 5 times. So
that's a round of applause for that. Riley and Damo.
Riley and Damo, man. Riley and Damo.
Lot of times.
A lot of times. Goofy, Minnie, Mickey, you know. We had a time. We had a time. Princess is all
that. Dad.
Including, and you'll be very proud to know this, Tiana.
Oh, good.
Some diversity. Not a lot, but a little.
Happy birthday to Sam as well. Didn't she celebrate while you guys were gone?
She did. We celebrated her birthday. We went to Disney Springs, where we spent another $200 on a meal. So
I hope you had some wine.
Yeah, I had a lot of beer. There's no question about it. But that was also adding to the expense. Anyway, I'm back. I'm glad we did it. And we will probably not do it for a long, long time.
Mm.
But yes, there's a lot to get to today on the show. It's Monday. It means we'll do Respect Burgers at 1 o'clock. I assume you'll have a large plate of them. For Memphis sports figures, athletes, coaches.
Yep. Still none for the Bears.
None for the Bears. You're waiting.
As they continue to win, though.
Yes.
Brian Daboll should be fired today.
Yes. Somehow he will manage to not be, but we roll on. So we got Respect Burgers 1 o'clock, Jeff Calkins at 1:25. He, of course, famous for the lyric, Precious Chew. Where's he at, by the way? Is he with the Heat still?
Heat, last we checked.
Okay. Got drafted by the Heat. Then, you know, traded from the Heat, and now he's back with the Heat.
Not relevant today, unfortunately.
Thank you, Precious.
Wish he was. He could help the Grizzlies, perhaps. That was a good one, always a hit.
So that's the show today. I mean, there's just a lot, man. There's a lot to touch on. I mean, you have Memphis basketball handling business, okay? At least somebody in the room is.
Well. All offseason, you guys overlooked Quante Berry.
Yes.
You were picking your favorites.
So Memphis basketball handles business. Grizz go 1-1. Tragic beat for anybody that had Grizzlies plus 10.5. They got to be like, what the hell? How did that happen? How did that not get home? And I would just say to them, that is betting the NBA. I mean, it's like doing a line of coke and riding a motorcycle out of a helicopter. It's just very, very risky and dangerous. And then, of course, which I think is where you would like to start and where we probably should start.
Well, remember that Tony doesn't do that.
That's right. We have not. I don't know what.
Just throwing that in there in case anybody.
Now.
We don't do that.
There's a lot to unpack. We don't do blow. I do think.
I didn't mean to sidetrack you. I just wanted to address it.
That was another L we took in Memphis this weekend.
Cocaine coming out of the plane.
The helicopter, yeah.
Helicopter.
Now,
wouldn't be any cocaine.
Has anybody, what business was that podcast again?
Jonesboro Company Hardware Store, I believe.
That's where they're doing podcasts, man.
If I read correctly from the news reports.
That's crazy.
It's a tough one.
Tony saying I'm a ball player, I think is misrepresenting the situation a little bit. I mean, brother, you have been retired for like 7 years. I mean, can you call yourself a ball player if you've been retired for 7 years? I think he thinks he's still on the team.
I mean, do you ever stop being a ball player when you've played at the NBA level?
I think you
I think it defines you.
It
does for Tony.
I think you have, I played for the Grizzlies. You don't say, I'm a ball player. You don't play ball anymore. You're a media guy now.
He kind of still reps them.
He does. Like, that's what I'm saying. I think he thinks he's on the team still. Like, he thinks he's about to check in.
Did he have a Grizzlies outfit on?
He did. I mean,
wouldn't you think you still played too?
I don't know, bro. He has not played for the Grizzlies in a long-ass time.
Again, we're going to have to hit this at some point with you. Okay?
I mean, you see where I'm at on it. I would have been like, if I was that cop, I'm like, bro, you ain't been in the league since COVID.
The cop was like, who?
No question.
The first one. Now, it's in Arkansas.
It is in Arkansas.
And that is the bottom line to this story.
That's right.
Is that why do you think you got Memphis-level protection when you're over there in Arkansas? Clean it up.
Clean it up is exactly right.
Yeah, who you're riding with, whatever else. Get another ride to the podcast,
no, I
man.
Will say,
come on, bro.
His story, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but his story checked out to me.
White man didn't claim the coke.
I thought he did claim
it. He claimed the drugs in the car, but says the coke is not mine. You can't have a situation where you find the drug and nobody takes it. Otherwise, everybody's got to take the charge.
Right, right.
That was the key. Well, just take the charge. Well, but the problem is he's got a history, doesn't he? He's got a rap sheet.
Okay.
And so, of course, there are going to be some things.
Yeah.
Back to it. I think that we hit the key point there. That's why Tony's still hemmed up. Everybody's pointing to him taking responsibility for all things in the car. That's the weak. He said, but the cocaine's not mine.
Right, right.
Somebody
right.
has to take the charge.
That's somebody's, yeah.
Oh, it becomes everyone's at that point.
That's right. That's right. Well, we'll litigate this a little bit later on in the show today. But...
Need that fall guy to fall more in line.
So you haven't been on air since the Memphis football game. It feels like that was like a year ago now.
Bro, it was Friday night. I told you we were Cupid shuffling into that thing.
That's why it feels like it was so long ago.
8 o'clock.
Eight o'clock.
It was
on
a
Friday.
Late night for those who stayed, and many did.
Yeah, and obviously, just as we all know by now, very disappointing outcome, disappointing ending. Memphis goes down to Tulane, a furious rally there in the second half, but too much in the first half there from Doug Flutie is who he looked like to me. I mean, that dude was like prime Flutie. He could not miss. It played out very similar, like you said, that South Florida game where you just gave up too much and it was too this time you could not recover.
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, you're right. It was a carbon copy from South Florida in the sense that the second half against South Florida, you gave up 7 points against a team we've looked at and said, that's probably the best team in the American. And you come back in doing so, unbelievable fourth quarter, Brendan Lewis pulls you through. At down 14 going into it. This one, same thing. You hold Tulane to 3 points in the second half after giving up basically everything. They scored a touchdown, felt like on all but one drive, certainly scored on all but one drive in that first half. Funny thing is, people were next to me going, Ryan Silverfield's got him right where he wants him.
That's what they were saying in the crowd.
Yeah, we were kind of joking. My man Antonio Braxton, man, the guy that's all over Facebook, had just been in Toronto hanging off of a building. He's like Mr. Memphis Sports. He was right there sitting beside us. Said, hey, Ryan, and we kind of laughed. Ha ha. Because what was it, an 18, you know, 35-17 at the half? But joke was, I mean, we had seen it before against South Florida. So, you know, for the many around all of us, it was, of course we're going to stay. And keep in mind, this is the season. We said going in this game, got the team that suffers the second loss is likely done for the year. And so, of course, you're going to stay there. You're trying to make the most of a situation, wondering how the defense doesn't show up again like early on in the UAB game. You know, we'll get to that. Because a lot of folks are saying, well, what happened? You know, if you hadn't lost Brendan Lewis, well, you were down.
Yep.
You were down. It's the starts. It's what happened with the defense in the first half. You make adjustments. You're finally getting stops in the second half, but you're down 21 going in the fourth quarter. And I'll be darned, they still got all the way down. You know, it felt like they were about to win the game again. You score 15 points in the fourth quarter, and you get down to a 4th-and-3. That, unfortunately, much like UAB, again, execution penalties down the stretch, right when it feels like you're about to punch your way back in.
Yeah.
Execution penalty goes to 4th-and-8. You miss the pass. Yes, it's unfortunate that you lost Brendan Lewis, that it's Arrington Maiden there down the stretch, but you'd put yourself back in position. This time, because it was 21 instead of 14, you come up short.
That's right.
And you come up in a lot of ways the same way. 4th-and-3, execution issue.
Yes.
False start becomes a 4th-and-8. Kills
yep.
you.
Yep.
So it's back to the point. We've said these losses characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
This one was characteristic of the UAB loss in that way against a much better team.
Mm-hmm.
Credit the guys. They were saying it afterwards. The fight back, all that.
I mean, that's what that is what they do.
That's what they do. Unfortunately, and here's the issue. You lose the game, you're walking out of there. And it was hard to this was me, and I think many a fan that were walking out of there. It's hard to be mad about the loss Friday night. You know, the comeback, the fight. What you're mad about is, and everybody was kind of, it was echoing throughout the crowd as we walked our way out of there, is the loss to UAB.
Yeah.
That puts you in the position where Friday night knocks you out.
I mean, for all intents and purposes. I mean, unless something crazy happens.
So you're mad. But again, it's coming back. Never should have lost the UAB game. Never should have been in a position where you're down 10-0 when Brendan Lewis goes out. So you can chalk this up to a quarterback injury or whatever else, or not quite making the plays down the stretch. But unfortunately, this is a position you've always been in.
Yeah.
It's for the same reasons.
Yep.
And here we are on the outside looking in again at 6 years of not making a conference title
game. That's exactly right.
Now, we can point to quarterbacks. Ryan Silverfield has Seth Hennigan forever. Understand what I'm saying? And he was out there last year when they were the number one pick.
Uh-huh.
Okay, a lot of times, that's what I'm saying. Things happen in seasons.
Yep.
You had a lot of luck with your quarterback there for, about 4 years.
It will
still
never
didn't
happen
come
again.
Through then. Here, Brendan Lewis, and man, God bless him, he threw for over 300 yards. We can get to what I think some of the game plan issues were. Should have run the ball more in the first half. I know they got down. Brendan Lewis is out there battling. He's been on a bad wheel all year long. Helps you with the comeback. Arrington Maiden plays well enough.
Yeah, I mean, had you fourth and, driving in the third at the 30s.
But down the stretch, man, when in position, again, be the front runner, you come up short on execution issues, whatever else. You never back to it. You can't dismiss the defense and their contributions to this loss because of how non-existent they were in the first half.
I mean, that dude was literally like just dropping it in a
first
bucket.
First play, they sucked the life out of the building, and it seems like to me you got to be expecting Tulane coming off of a loss.
Absolutely.
To try to hit you in the mouth. First
it's
play,
their season too.
Bro, they sucked the air out of the building with the first one. Credit the Tigers, they come back. But, John, I think they got too caught up in game script at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, look at the running backs. I had somebody look at the running backs for Memphis. They averaged over 4 yards per carry, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and if you take the whatever it was, 61 yards off, whatever it was, 41 yards off for Brendan Lewis sacks, then Memphis only had 67 rushing yards. But that's why you look at that total and you say, well, they couldn't run the ball. Yes, they could every time they used the running backs.
Right.
Tulane, we said going into the game, I was hammering it with Brad all week. They can't stop the run. But you tried to get into throw game with them when your defense couldn't stop anything, and I think it cost you. Again, it changed game script. Mm-hmm. You could have helped keep Retzloff off the field running the ball more. Just look at the carries. You went away from what you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's, again, characteristic of Ryan Silverfield and these losses. And so I'm not in here to tell you, oh, man, you got to do something. You got to shake it up. And I've already heard some of the conversations. We've been critical of Ryan. Here we are again sitting on the outside looking in. What I'm here to tell you is how disappointing it is. And more so, I'm saying it for the people that were sitting around me, the people that stayed, for the fans that were in there. They deserve this. They stood up.
Mm-hmm.
No more talk about this, about when the fans going to show up and all this stuff. You give them something. That's what you said. 8-1, we're right here. They showed up, man. And you let them down again. Mm. Ryan Silverfield let them down again because for whatever reason, I'll bottom line it this way. When his team is the front runner, he cannot get them prepared to play. I was talking to your man Kevin Cerrito over the weekend about this at a breakfast the next morning. I'm tired, been up all morning going to this breakfast. I said, you know what, Cerrito? I said, it's like a horse race. When he's in the middle of the pack, man, he's a fighter. You know how some horses, man, when they're in the middle, they're fighters. They want to get back to, they see that front, they can get themselves to the front. But some that get out there just can't continue to do the thing. When they're out there out front, they fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that, whether you're going back to last year in the preseason number one in the conference, whether it's this year, after getting it back, John, they fought so hard to get it back, beating South Florida in that game, handling business against Rice, you're back in front, everybody's picking you again.
Yep.
Your team is not prepared. Tulane comes out and does whatever they want to do in the first half.
Yep.
For whatever reason, he can't get them prepared when he's the front runner.
Right.
It says a lot about a horse that can fight his way back to the front, right? A real fighter. That's what Ryan Silverfield is.
Yep.
When they're angry, they fight.
Right.
And that's what his teams, when angry,
they do it every
lost
time.
Last year out of the race. Time. They beat Tulane, number 17. Helped derail Tulane's season last
UAB,
year.
And they even did against UAB. They were down 14 with like 4 minutes left. Had a chance to tie it or win it.
That's good horse. That's good horse.
It's a good horse.
Okay, he's a fighter. He can lead you at times. Hey, man, it's fun to watch him fight. But when he's out there up front, bro, I don't know, for whatever reason, he can't hold down that spot as the front runner.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are again. Mm-hmm. So we'll do it again next season when Golish is probably up out of here. Summerall's probably up out of here. We're looking at them maybe in rebuilds and saying, oh, yeah, well, here we go again. Ryan's back, and this should be the year. Well, last year should have been the year. You fought hard enough and you were good enough this year that it should have been the year. I'd point to the South Florida game. My gosh, you were the best team on the field that day. Best team in the American. And yet here you are, the best horse. You got, maybe it's the second most in terms of roster and value. In you know, South, there's reporting that says South Florida spent the most.
Mm-hmm.
But you showed on that in that South Florida win, you best horse out there. And here you are outside of championship day again.
Yeah, I mean,
it's frustrating for the fans, if you
were doing some betting, you know, you would put in your superfecta there. You would put Memphis in the superfecta because you know they're going to finish top four, right? But you're not going to pick them to place and win. If we're going to just stick with the Sea Biscuit, you know, reference, I don't know how far you want to go down with that, but yeah, I think Memphis just, they have a good problem. Like, and what I mean, like, it's not like a good or a bad problem. It's like they're good, but they're not great. It's like a settling problem in a way. It's like, this is good. It's not embarrassing. You know, it's not like Ryan Sofer would never get fired for this, right? Like, it's not something that you fire a coach over, because quite honestly, then it's going to be on the back end. Like, who would want to come to Memphis if they get fired after winning 9 games? Like, so you can't do that. So you're kind of stuck. You're kind of stuck with just the sort of awareness that no matter what, like Memphis is just not going to win the conference.
The most damning part, I think, is something that Jeff touched on. Since Norvell left, there have been 6 different teams in the American that have gone on to make the conference championship. You're not one of them.
That, I mean, that's unacceptable.
That's at a time where Cincinnati, Houston, them are getting on down. UCF's getting on down.
The conference is weaker.
Now, you had a great year this year, right? I mean, in terms of conference, top 5, top 6, solid.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, all those years,
right.
While your level of investment has gone up,
yep.
Partly because of what Fuente and Norvell,
100%.
Where they got you to.
100%.
People are bought in. They want to contribute. They've seen the promised land. Game day came here.
New stadium.
More investment for you. Fred Smith's giving you, God bless him, a 5-year NIL deal.
Yep.
More investment than ever. Bro, that's not when you had been there, what, 2-3 straight years, the conference title game, they won it in 2019?
Yep.
Bro, that's a step back. Ryan.
Most definitely.
Ryan campaigned on keeping it where it's at.
That's right.
You can look at this and say, good, you're absolutely right. It is a good problem. Good, there are wins in there.
Yep.
Good wins, solid wins, right? Winning 10, 12, 11 games, whatever it is, that's good.
Yep.
But the problem is when you can't break through in a conference that says, with your level of investment, you should absolutely have broken through there. Now, it's a problem because people are going to stop buying in.
They are.
There were 31,000 out there, that, and many of them that had driven down to UAB, been pissed off. They called on that phone, John. They said they were out. Probably got back in because of what you had done against South Florida and Rice. Them folks were back in. Everybody stood up.
Yep.
And you didn't break through. Again, you can point to this loss on Friday night. Oh, man, another execution penalty. But it's really the loss to UAB, the unforgivable loss, second worst loss in college this year, UCLA Penn State being the first in terms of largest upset in FBS. That's the one that puts you in this place. So the anger goes all the way back there that Friday night shouldn't have knocked you out of the race.
Yep.
Friday night's loss to a good Tulane team that came with great effort after losing to UTSA. You know, John Summerall showed you about keeping it together and then beating a good team.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Ryan had done that against South Florida. He couldn't, again, your back was going to be against the wall, but it's really the loss to UAB that kills you. Here you are six straight years of being outside the, that can't be the case.
Well, it is the case.
You're going to go back into next year. You know, I'm not worried about firing Ryan Silverfield, what that says to other college coaches, because you know what? People said that about firing Tubby Smith.
Right.
You know, at some point you have to, and I'm not suggesting they're going to do this, because I don't think they got the balls over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to pay 60% of what's left on the contract.
They will not. And I think they him. I think he's liked.
However,
you know,
like the boys, Andy Avalos was liked, right? They moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Boise State doesn't worry as much about the coaches. They do keeping it to a standard.
That is very true.
That's what you have to sell standard. This is what we are now because Ryan Silverfield's losing buy-in by the year
from
in terms
fans,
of these swings and misses, right?
No, I mean, they do add up.
So
they compound.
Back to what you say, in the end, it's good. But the stronger part of the phrase, the issue, is it's a problem because you're not going to continue to get this buy-in when you've continually told people to stand up for Ryan Silverfield, for your head coach, who you believe in.
That's right.
You're investing in more than ever, more than Fuente and Orville got.
Yes.
And he's failing.
Yes.
Not because of the loss Friday night, but because of the loss weeks ago to UAB.
Right. And that happens annually, right? Like, that's the problem, is that these types of losses happen annually.
He showed you what he's capable of when he beat South Florida.
Yes.
Showed you what he's capable of and coming back against this good Tulane team.
Yes.
What you're also capable of is head-scratching losses to teams like UAB, because in the end, you can point to these players, whatever. You didn't have your team prepared.
That's right.
When it was the front runner.
Oh, and by the way, you picked the players and you pay the players. I mean, that's, you know, that's on, you're the one that's responsible for that. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Same players that handle South Florida and handle business against Rice the week before.
Yeah, so I mean,
how are they not prepared for what's going to be a clearly, you said it. You said it before you left out of here. Man, I'd rather almost have Tulane coming off of a win than off of a loss where you know the antenna are going to be up.
Yep.
Freaking Summerall's going to have him sharp because everybody in the country is saying, oh, he's losing him because he's looking at other jobs.
Yep.
Of course you were going to get best shot. You weren't prepared defensively. Why? Again, UAB, same thing.
Yep.
Can't put it on the losing the quarterback, John. You know, you're supposed to be deep enough in everything else.
Yes.
And frankly, your defense didn't show up early in either one of those games.
That's right. That's right.
So it's unfortunate, man, especially for those fans who were ready to see this Memphis team push through. You still had more work to do after a win.
Yeah.
But they even showed you in that second half. You outscored Tulane 15-3, shut that thing down. Again, you saw it against South Florida. This team should be playing in a freaking conference championship, man. And here you are outside again. How's that not frustrating?
I mean, we said before the season started that the expectation was make the conference championship game, right? Make it. Don't win it. Obviously, you had a chance to host it, but make it. And they are not going to make it.
We made sure we reset that. I'm so glad you're saying it. We made sure we reset it last week. We said we're not moving the goalposts.
Right.
I said it with Brad. I said just making it is what we said before. You've shown you're good enough in terms of the bounce back, the way you beat South Florida. And if you lost in the conference championship game to a South Florida, I said, yeah, I'd be disappointed because you're not in the college football playoff and everything else. We'd be sad coming up in here.
But it would still have been progress.
You would have met our mark,
yep.
Which was making the game.
Yes.
That's what we said.
Yes.
Even in a yes year, you're losing Seth Hennigan rebuild, we said there's enough investment level here.
Yep.
This team's good enough in this conference. It needs to make the game.
Right.
Didn't even make it, John.
Yeah, because here becomes the problem,
didn't
right?
Didn't move the goalposts.
You're going to have to replace quarterback again next year. You're going to have to, you know, it's going to be a new guy, whether it's Arrington Maiden, whether it's A.J. Hill. Like, you know, who knows? Who knows who the quarterback's going to be? Like, people were on social media and they were like, it's a rebuild year. Dude, every year in college football is a rebuild year. And by the way, Ryan Silverfield had 4 years of a non-rebuild.
That's the quick answer to that.
And he didn't do anything with it. And so, like, it's like, all right, well, he can't do anything with a non-rebuild, and he can't do anything with a quote-unquote rebuild, which, again, everybody is rebuilding constantly in this new landscape. So it's not really an excuse anymore. And Memphis has the money. Memphis gets great players to come here.
Yep.
That's not the problem. You know, the problem is just these boneheaded losses like to teams like UAB, and then it puts you in a situation where you have to win out. And that's hard to do. I mean, it's very difficult to do that. We would be having a very different conversation today, like if Memphis had just lost this game, they had not lost UAB. Let's say this was their, you know, first loss of the season, right? We'd still say it's all possible. Yeah, you might need some help, but, you know, you can win out and still probably make the – but now you're out. Now you're going to have a miracle, you know, to even be in the mix. And so again, it's weird because it's like there's nothing to do. There's not like, you know, with Tubby, it was very obvious. It was like there needs to be a change made because this program and it won't survive. With this, you know, does a change need to be made? You know, I could easily make that argument, but it's not going to be. It's just not going to be. Like, they're not going to say, I mean, Boise State is a good call because they decided Avalos is not going to get us there.
Exactly.
And his record was pretty good overall.
And we've said he was he won 10 games the year before.
And I believe he's a Boise State product.
That's what I'm saying. He played for him, bro.
Yeah, and they still cut him. And by the way, what they do the next year, they made the playoff.
That's again, theirs is to a standard.
That's right.
That it's not about the coach, how much left's on the contract, whatever else.
Right.
You ain't meeting it, and especially now, more important than ever, because meeting the standard, winning that conference, winning the American, gets you that group of five spot in the college football playoffs.
Yes.
So you can't play around if you're not meeting it, and you certainly don't
do it
for 6 years. The problem is you're sitting on a contract that if it gets to 9 wins, it's going to be back to 5 years because he gets the extra year. Good chance he's going
to get to nine.
Come on.
Yeah.
And so you got 5 years. You got to pay 60% of it. This is a Laird Veach special. That's about the only good thing because when you look at the year that he gets for each 9 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a problem, John, because you can keep selling next year.
Yeah.
You're going to have less folks, unfortunately, buying in. And here's the thing, man. Here's what I go back to. That stadium, you can see the progress happening.
Yeah.
Like, and you could feel the buildup just on the outside coming into it, right? Whatever else. I'm talking about these kids I'm with, bro. That night, I'm just gonna say it, man. The students got off right on time. I got my little 11, about to be 12 year old, with his partner. They're watching the students get dropped off. The Memphis students get dropped off at the game on the shuttle service, bro. They're looking. They're like, holy cow, we're going in something big.
Right.
I mean, and the place is already buzzing. Whatever else, I'm joking about us dancing going in, but that was literally the feeling.
Good atmosphere.
You get in there, you can see the progress that's going on in the stadium.
Yep.
You know that it's transferred over to Memphis in terms of control, and you got a good product on the field that a couple of weeks ago was beating South Florida.
Yep.
Right. You feel the vibe was great. My point is, there's something to lose right now if you are Memphis.
Yeah.
Going into these this renovations, you're hoping for an experience.
Uh-huh.
The student section was live, bro. They got a section of folks that takes off their shirts now that they're queuing in on. It's live. Like, the experience was great. You've been down there since the last time I had. We'll get to that. The last time they had lost at home was me in 23 in that SMU game. But my point went back to it. The experience, and I think it was a blackout, bro. That's what's crazy about it. Back to it. It ain't got nothing to do with smooth. It's got to do with the program.
We'll let the audience decide that.
The experience was so good, and they're going to get to something that can really be truly special, that can rival Boise State or anything South Florida's got or Tulane's got, man. If you could push through and make these conference championships, man, you're going to have an event up in there in that new feeling building in a little bit. But if you've still got a coach who folks don't believe in, you will be wasting it. Again, you will be wasting your resources.
Yep.
You know what you need? Because we know that the issue, 5 years, everything, you're not going to fire him. What you need is somebody to swoop in and take him.
Well, he currently.
You need the Josh Pastner special.
He currently. Now, I mean, I'm going to say odds can't change, but he is the current favorite to get the Arkansas job at Kalshi. Now, how that's possible after that weekend, I have no idea. But it's true. He is currently a favorite.
I need you to be, let's role play, and you are the Arkansas AD.
I love role play.
And there's a lot to like about Ryan Silverfield, okay?
Yes.
I'm ready to be sold on him as an Arkansas fan. You're the AD, though.
Yes.
Sell me.
Ooh.
You got to sell me, right? We're bringing him in. We're ready to get up off the mat in the SEC. Go.
I would say, first of all, you put me in an incredibly tough spot. I mean,
this is your man.
I'm talking to you. I'm not the Arkansas ID right now. You put me in a spot I don't necessarily agree with, but I will do it. If he is the favorite.
He's the favorite.
He's the betting favorite.
This
for now. I would say wins 10 games annually. Perennial 10-game winner. Kids never get into trouble. Good recruiter, really good recruiter, has done a really good job on the recruiting front with less money than he'll have here.
I got one for you. Beats SEC teams. I'm going to throw it to you.
Sure.
Beat us. Beat Mississippi State.
That's right. Yeah, he has shown that when he steps up to power four level competition, he performs very well.
Okay.
4-0 in bowl games.
Yes.
Beat Iowa State last year.
That's right. We're not counting Penn State because he really was just inheriting it. You're right, AD.
That's right.
We love it.
I think that's about the.
How many conference championships he won?
He has none.
Oh, okay.
He has none.
Why is that?
They've fallen short. They've fallen short in some high leverage games and some low leverage games, actually.
Okay. So Army made it first year in, but 6 years Memphis hasn't made it with increased spending.
Correct.
Okay.
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to the Arkansas fans who now have regular questions.
Okay. Yeah.
But we're gonna get him more money, right? And you're telling us he's gonna spend it wisely and get us. To some place that's respectable and relevant in the SEC, he's going to spend that money wisely, and he's going to win things that matter for us.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys also need to be realistic about the kind of coach that we can get in 2025. It's not an easy job, and this is a sitting head coach who has, been in the top 25. You know what I'm saying?
We need to get realistic.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's definitely like.
This could probably. This literally could be the talk.
I mean, let's look at...
And maybe Arkansas can only get that. I think this is a helpful exercise.
I mean, look at the names right now for Arkansas.
Yeah, Lashley's off.
Lashley was he was the guy that everybody thought
signed
would
the extension.
Be.
Yeah.
But Silverfield, John Sumrall, Bobby Petrino, Gus Malzahn, John Gruden, Eric Morris, G.J. Kenny, Alex Golish, Mike Gundy, Jeff Traylor, Deion Sanders, Brent Key. I mean, these are, Dan Mullen's on there, he promised Brad he wouldn't leave after this year.
Why would you want Silverfield over Sumrall at this point?
I mean, you could So I don't know that you could get Sumrall.
With Sumrall having the SEC ties. Right, Auburn might get Sumrall. He's on every opening.
I think Arkansas is sort of third on that. You know, if you go through all the openings in the SEC, I think Arkansas would probably be among the lowest. I could be wrong. I mean, but I think Auburn is probably a better job. I think.
Oh, it absolutely is a better job than Arkansas. It is a better job. If you're thinking he's going to get that job.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of openings.
I mean, Alice Golden's going to get one of them jobs, especially if he goes on to win this thing, which I think he's got the best team.
I just don't know why Ryan's. I think I don't know why Ryan's. I guess it's this. People went crazy over a fake tweet, you know, that was out there, and they started betting it. But I just don't really know how you sell Ryan Silverfield as an SEC hire right now. Like, he can't even win the American. And I would also say what works against him is that every Memphis coach that's left here and gotten a Power Four job has gotten fired. I mean, Fuente got fired. Norvell's going to get fired.
Yep.
You know, like, it's not a – unfortunately, the track record of Memphis coaches getting hired elsewhere is pretty bad. And I don't know if that's a Memphis thing or what, but I think if I'm trying to sell, it's like – the pipeline doesn't produce super successful Power Four coaches.
Well, and what I'm telling you is that if you could get somebody to swoop in and do it, it would be the best thing before you start to lose value on this thing, before people tap out, before some of the investment level it changes, because they say when we give it to you, you're not going to do anything with it.
Yep.
See, right now, folks, they have to be. They have to be looking at this Memphis situation. We talked about it with Ed Scott last week. This is a goal in terms of, for your career as a coach right now in college football, or whether it's just as the head of a program that's investing like heck, right? It's got renovations coming to this new stadium. This thing's a gem. Mm-hmm. It's right there ready to be shined off and shine every year in the group of five for as long as it's right here. And there will be people jumping to take that. But if you continue to waste the resources and the momentum and the investment level, then that view of the job, it will lose luster by the year.
No,
Ryan's a very lucky man.
Yeah.
Because, again, he's locked in a situation where he can't break through.
Right.
But he's getting a contract that continues basically a lifetime deal.
Yeah.
To do what no longer should be.
Yes.
Right. Acceptable, yes. But it's now, we said these were fair marks. This is the goal. But make the conference title game.
Right.
Didn't do it.
Right.
And in the end, that's failure.
Yes.
You know, I hesitate to call this season a failure. You can when you're winning this many games.
I mean,
when you're beating South Florida.
I don't know.
If you're not meeting the preseason expectation,
I don't care about
ultimately,
these wins.
It's failure.
You
have a team that's good enough.
Who cares they beat Rice? I mean, who cares? Who cares they beat, you know?
Athletic reported that South Florida spent $8 to $10 million on its roster, and then Memphis and Tulane were not far behind. They had three sources.
Right.
Said Memphis, Tulane, not far behind.
Right.
So that's 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
You should be in the conference title game. You had your chance against Tulane at home.
Yeah, I mean, how often has Memphis even finished third in the American under Ryan Silverfield?
A couple of times. Third, fourth. That's what we did.
I think they were technically tied for third last year, but they lost.
We said fourth because they lost to Navy.
Yeah, so they're fourth, I mean, as far as I'm concerned. So, I mean, that's the part of it, I think, that, like, you have a top three budget, man. You have a top three. Like you should be judged on your budget. I'm just a big believer in that, period. And Memphis has the budget, but they don't have the results. The budget gone up, the results have not kept up. And I think that's the part that I would have to take a hard look at. You know, if I'm Memphis, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm giving you everything you need, man.
At a time that you're making the shift to
football. Totally.
We see it.
I mean, this is the moment for Memphis, right? That's the problem.
It needed to be.
You know, and I'm not just talking about this game. It's like this moment in time for Memphis football.
Exactly.
Because you get this stadium, you get, you know, the money from the you know, rep share and things like that, and the NIL from Fred. Like, right now is the time. And I don't want to say they're squandering it completely, but it does kind of feel like they're fumbling under Ryan Silverfield's leadership. And I know, like, again, we do this every time, Jason. We have this sort of, we have this Pavlov, you know, the dog response. I remember when they, you know, it doesn't matter.
Less of that by the year.
It doesn't matter.
Less of that.
What happened 10, 15, 20 years ago doesn't matter. Just like it doesn't matter that Memphis went to the Final Four in 2007-08. It just doesn't matter anymore. It's about today. It's about what do you have now? What are you doing now? Memphis has everything they need from an institutional resource perspective for football.
Yeah.
They don't they lack nothing, right? They lack for nothing. And unfortunately,
the on-field results do. And so what do you do with that? You know, that's the good problem that Memphis and again, I think they like him. Nobody's getting arrested. The GPA is high. Guys are graduating. All that. Like, so I think there's like basically no will to fire the guy. But I mean, I think it's a more realistic conversation than probably most would right now, just because of what you're doing with what you have.
I'm sure he didn't expect me to read his tweet, but he was part of a conversation that we were having afterwards. There was a view of what you're winning the 9-10 games a year. What else do you sort of want? And here was not me, but it appears a longtime fan. His name was Bob Rowan. He said I didn't even have to respond back to this one, because what I found sort of different was there were more folks like me, whether it was on social media or elsewhere, that thought no, don't, you know, I'm not going to listen to that anymore about this Memphis program and where it should be. Here's what Bob Rowan said. All due respect, Jim, that's not my view of sports. When I pay a lot for my tickets and make a pretty large donation, I go to see us win and earn and get the respect we deserve as a program. Championships. Not a 9-10 win season against South Alabama and UT Chattanooga. My frame of reference was playing 4 or 5 SEC teams a year, obviously a longtime fan, and beating many of them to the point that they won't play us now. I'll be back there on Thanksgiving. We're always there and have been my entire life. Just so frustrating. Again, championships. Mm-hmm. That's a longtime fan who was there for the wins over, you know, SEC teams. Sure, back in there, we're playing that many teams. A lot of them you're losing to. That's one that goes back to the 4 or 5 win seasons, lived through it, and is saying, no, right now, I want championships. We've built it back up to a level. I've been standing there. I've been pumping money in, and I've been standing out there waiting on it, and we're not going to get it. Not, frankly, and this is me, because of Friday night's loss, but because of the loss a few weeks ago down in Birmingham to an interim coach and a backup quarterback. That's why you're back in this spot. That's certainly why you're out and needing all the help, needing a miracle. So my point is that's the longtime fan. This isn't just us young folks coming and telling you, man, Memphis can be better.
Yep.
This is a longtime fan that's been through it saying we should be better because of what we've built. What should be more special than it is right now.
Yep.
Because all you've got to do is break through. I mean, one time in 6 years is all we're asking? That's failure. You're right, John. In the end, you're putting lipstick on a pig.
Right.
Because, I mean, failure is failure. And if the point is making winning championships, as Mr. Rowan here put it, it's failure.
Yep.
I don't care how many games you won in between.
Well, one team got it done over the weekend. That's Memphis basketball. We'll get into all that and more when we get back. J and J, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sports Talk here on 92.9 FM ESPN is presented by our sponsors, Paramount Plus. At Paramount Plus, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey,
who is the white horse in Memphis sports? I mean, who can we ride, man? That's the question. All the doubters, all the naysayers, all the whining and complaining. Seems to me, when I look out the landscape, that there's only one program and one team that I can trust in 2025. It ain't Memphis football. It ain't the Memphis Grizzlies. It's Penny Hardaway.
That's a lot on one win.
It is a lot on one win, but it's the only one we got, brother. I mean, you want to talk about the Dallas, you want to hold that one up? Dallas Mavericks, you got washed-ass Klay Thompson out there. Good grief. They had to get it. I'm glad they did, but
we still hold up Brooks Monaghan, even though we didn't win the conference. We're going to be in the NCAA tournament later today.
Yeah.
Know that. We still hold him up.
Yes, that's true.
And frankly, we didn't lose in the conference semis, although we didn't advance, because it's technically not a loss on the
right
when you go to penalty kick.
Love that. Love
but,
that.
You know, not going to be a one seed.
I'm not going to be a one seed. That's right. Memphis basketball wins. Memphis basketball covers. They outperformed the market. I mean, everybody in the market was just saying they were betting San Francisco like they knew the final score. It was 5, then it was 4.5, then it was 3, then it closed to 2. I'm like, oh, man, like – the market just really does not believe in this Memphis basketball team at all. And at one point, they were up, what, 23 in the second half? And Memphis wins, was it 76-70 is your final score there? They win, they cover. Was it a thing of beauty? Probably not. I would not say that. Are there still questions about this roster? Of course. Those are going to be answered, you know, again, starting again tomorrow against Ole Miss on the road. Big test for them. You know, we talk so much about Memphis doing what it needs to do, you know, and metrically and all those things. I mean, they did it. They did it on Saturday. I was traveling, so I did not get a chance to watch it like as up close as I wanted to. But from what I saw, you know, you got Quante Berry out there knocking down threes. That's a great option. Doug McDaniel had 11-8. You know, looked like, you know, a guy that could be your lead guard for the majority of the season, and there were some moments from the bigs collectively. You know, Simon Majok at the three seems to be the most intriguing piece.
That's the one.
Yeah, Penny was rocking the bluey shoes. I was like, where do I get those? I mean, that's my take. Where do you get the bluey shoes at? Now that's not your generation of parent.
Mm-mm.
You know, you didn't do the bluey thing when CJ was growing up.
No,
so it's not going to move you in the way that it moved me.
Good that Penny moves with the times though and can stay up.
But yeah. I mean, we got to get those blue shoes on sale, man. That's the because I'm copping those. There's no question about it. But Memphis wins, Memphis covers. They start the season 1-0. I mean, that's something to be happy about.
Yeah. I think the backcourt, you saw what you wanted to see. Sincere Parker was a bucket getter. He's going to take some shots for as long as he's on the court, and hopefully that's for the majority of the season. No, he has the off court thing sort of hanging over, but hopefully that's going to continue to be. Something that doesn't bother his on-court availability. He he takes some crazy shots, misses them, shots some air balls on a post up, I think. You go, what? And then, but then again, drives to the basket. He sort of plays in an unorthodox way. I'm not saying CDR, but kind of CDR light in that way. He'll hit different shots in different ways. And then we knew what Doug was going to do, be a guy who could lead you in scoring, but also be the setup guy. He did that, as you said, with the 8 assists. You know, turnovers for Doug. It can't be, you know, 4 in this game. Turnovers an issue for Memphis, have been characteristic of Memphis, unfortunately, for Penny. 15 of them. You know, Doug can't, more than 4, you just can't have it. And he's going to have to take better care of the ball. Too many times he's trying to throw bounce passes that don't need to be thrown, the fancy stuff. You can cut down on that. But that's sort of the unforced errors that have been, you know, have plagued Memphis. Hopefully he can tighten up. But back to the point, the backcourt was good. It was solid. You wanted to see some life in the front court. And I think even in Aaron Bradshaw, you know, that effort of fouling out and that last one shouldn't have been a foul. You saw an activity level that you'd like, being a little bit, you know, if he could focus it and harness it and be a little bit more of a rebounder, it'd be good. But saw him trying to back his guy down. He gets up and down the floor. Scylla, he brings energy, but the most skilled of them seems to be, weirdly, Majok. Like, you said it, hitting the three, but you see some other things. I mean, he's come up the floor, dribbled it behind the back. I just prefer the threat he is around the basket in terms of as a guys don't want it, and you saw him change shots just with his presence. So I don't know. Maybe out of that you get Ingram in shape. There's something. There's enough in that front court. But you said you'd have enough wings. Quante Berry steps up. He's one of those guys. Perhaps you'll have more between Zach Davis and those guys. But the other takeaway was Thedford. I mean, I'm not going to stop talking and not mention King Thedford and the energy level he brings. As a guy who you can tell is just grateful to be here.
Absolutely.
You saw it in the effort on the boards. What do you have, 9?
Yeah.
8, 9 boards for the time that he was out there. He's just active. That's something that you want within your program for years.
Yes.
That's something, if you're Penny Hardaway, that's my ticket right there.
Absolutely.
To some consistency in terms of this roster turnover and having a guy that can be.
Yep.
When I tell all these new guys, and hopefully it's fewer as while Penny's the coach in terms of transfer portal, what Memphis basketball is about.
Yes.
I look at Thedford as a guy who hopefully will embody that for you. You know, you saw it right there in the first game. You saw it through the exhibitions. You've seen it since he became a Tiger, just his want to. Hopefully he's going to embody that for you for multiple years and be able to tell those guys, those new guys, this is how we play.
Yep.
See, to me, that's what you got to get to, is having more Thedfords, Julius Thedfords in your program. You know, that maybe, and we said it, you use a little bit of that Memphis loyalty.
Yeah.
You know, to help you have some consistency throughout the roster.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's San Francisco. It's not going to, like, get Memphis on, you know, anybody's top 25, right, in terms of the AP poll. But it certainly was a nice way to start the year. I mean, there are teams out here that are losing to UT Martin in their opener.
It. Yeah, we saw it, unfortunately.
You know,
the family.
I don't want to say any names.
The family still, though. While tarnished, the season's already been tarnished, they're still feeling optimistic.
Yeah.
That's what they call themselves, the family.
That's right. Now, Brad, you still going, even though, are you protesting, given the fact that, you know, you dropped the first one to the 293rd team at KenPom? Are we still going? Okay.
To be determined.
All right, that's fair enough. But yes, it's a good way to start the year for Memphis basketball. And again, big test tomorrow on the road at Ole Miss. We'll learn a lot, right? We'll learn a lot about them, learn a lot about Ole Miss. And, you know, if they can get that one, you know, we could be looking at, I don't want to say a repeat, but you feel much better about, you know, go to Purdue. Purdue does not look, I'll say this, they don't have Trey Kaufman-Wren right now, and that's a big piece. I mean, he's their second All-American, but yeah. They have not been world beaters so far this year. So it feels like that's one of those games where if Memphis comes to play, they'll be live in that game in the Bahamas.
KenPom's guy has a 9-point loss. He has Ole Miss as an 8-point loss. So I don't know about high hopes for either one of those games. But I'm certainly curious to see how Memphis will respond. We know they've faced some good teams in the exhibition season. I still think Auburn's good, even though they got pushed by Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah,
I mean, they're certainly better than San Francisco. Hopefully this Ole Miss 26 at KenPom, this is going to be not just a test being on the road. This is going
to
be,
I mean, it's a,
and
it's
they've
a,
always
it's
been a thorn
be
in
a
your
loss.
Side.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's supposed to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.